This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And a very special guest joining us on the show right now, Tim. Mm. You may remember a couple of weeks ago, Tim was playing AFL footy with the Gladstone Mudcrabs.
A little bit.
And he versed Yeppoon Swans. Mm-hmm. Losing spectacularly. Mm-hmm. I think they called it a not-so-crabulous performance.
Whoever wrote that article was also fired after that terrible headline.
322-0. The captain of the winning team, the Yeppoon Swans, Matt Wallen, joining us right now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Matt.
Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. Look, I couldn't go past. We're in Yeppoon right now, all right on the Esplanade, and I thought, why not bring down the person that brought Tim to tears?
Oh, one of 22.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Matt, we appreciate you coming down, kind of. And look, obviously, is it 3 years in a row you guys haven't lost a game?
The last game we lost was midway through 2015. So we've gone, the guts of 3 years, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's looking like you guys are on your way to a premiership again this year. Tim celebrating wooden spoon with his team.
All right.
What game have you got coming up this weekend?
We've got the major semi-final this weekend, so first, second. The winner will go through the grand final, and the loser gets another chance against third next week.
It's not us. None of these teams he's talking about are us.
Tim's season is well and truly over.
And yet, Matt was definitely a part of the 22 people that inflicted the 322 scoreline.
I got to ask, because this is something I was thinking about. You guys won 322-0. Is there any point during the game that you thought, you know what, maybe we'll just let them go? Like, maybe we'll just take half our team off and give them a fighting chance?
Oh, I was playing in the back line. It did get a little bit boring towards the end of the game.
Righto.
The ball seemed to be down the other end of the field a fair bit. But as far as letting them score, probably not, no.
I petitioned to the players that I was playing on. I said, how about you guys just change positions for the first half?
Right.
And then, like, maybe even don't try it. And then wouldn't it be a fun challenge to try and catch us after not playing half a football?
I mean, did you ever consider that as the captain?
I spoke to another bloke from Gladstone, and he said, can you give us a 100-point start? And
we still would have lost by 222.
That was another idea, but that thought didn't come through as well.
Well, look, I'd like you to stick around because
Matt can go now.
I've got a little surprise anymore. Because I've done some research. I spoke with AFL Capricornia yesterday and found out some stats to see whether that was the biggest loss in AFL Capricornia history. I'll tell you up next.
All right. Thanks, guys. This sounds super necessary. It's Tim and Jess here on HitCQ.
Get up with Tim and Jess.
We're joined still by possibly one of my favourite guests we've ever had on the show.
Right.
I've never seen Tim squirm so much and be so uncomfortable. It's making me, like, it's bringing me a lot of joy over here. It is the captain of the Yeppoon Swans, Matt Wallen.
Yes.
Matt, thank you so much still for sticking around.
No worries.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, mate.
It's all good.
Minor emergency. I mean, that's the kind of noise that was playing when they beat you guys 322-0 a few weeks ago. And that's why I've invited Matt on, because I never want people to forget this. I thought potentially this could be the biggest loss in all of AFL Capricornia history.
Now, that's a big timeline you're talking about. This competition's been going on for a while.
So I called the head of AFL Capricornia
to get some stats.
I've got those contacts and I've got that time.
Definitely got the time.
I haven't got a lot going on at the moment since I did my ACL. I spoke to Scott from AFL Capricornia.
Yes.
And I said, look, I don't know if you remember a few weeks ago, the Gladstone Mudcrabs were beaten 300, and he was like, I'll stop you right there, 322-0. I knew that. Matt, and the Yeppoon Swans, my team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your team.
My team.
Your team. Okay.
I'll jump on any bandwagon. And Scott said to me, he was like, it's not actually the biggest loss we've ever had.
It's funny you mention that, because after we lost the game, that was the first question I asked. I said, did we just get a league record here?
No, you didn't. Turns out, one of the teams lost in 1996 by like 430-something points.
Yeah. They were playing in a car park. It was very small ground, you know, just back and forth.
You can't even win when it comes to getting a record.
All right.
It was in
four different newspapers. Is that not a record in itself? We had one on our own website.
A little bit disappointing for you guys as well, Matt. I'm sure that you will get a record eventually. How do you feel about coming in second for the record?
I actually thought we'd be up there, but 430 points is a lot of
goals. That's a big...
That's savage.
That is savage.
But I thought, let's commemorate this. So, Matt, I'd like you to present Tim with a little something that I prepared earlier.
What have you got, mate?
It is just a little something so he'll never forget the biggest loss that he's ever had in the history of the game.
Yeah.
It is a trophy that I found at an op shop. And I've somewhat engraved it myself.
It's got paper with sticky
tape on
it. With
paper and sticky tape. But, Matt, if you'd like to present Tim with a trophy, it says 322 to 0.
Thank you very much, mate.
Never forget.
Never forget. What a special moment. But, you know what the upside is this? Didn't think I was going to get a trophy this year.
Hey!
Who's laughing now?
Boys!
Better than a premiership, if you ask me. Anyway,
thanks so much for joining
thanks
us,
for coming.
Hey, good luck for the premiership. Let us know. I'd like to know if my team wins.
Thank you very much, and I'll sure to let you know.
Get stuff, mate. It's Tim and Jess. It's so cute.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.